What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, as always presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And as always, a big thank you to John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They are going to work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. And by the way, they are the presenting sponsor of this show. It's DaspitLaw.com. And thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. We get Adam Lundquist, the Houston Dynamo left back. He joins us now. Adam, how are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm doing all right.
I know the days are busy for you, and it's not just the training, but it's a lot of the off-field things that are going on. So just so far, so good in preseason, and maybe some thoughts on that.
Yeah, like you say, it's the days are long and the trainings are tough, but, you know, we're just grinding. You got to keep your head down and keep going. And no, but everything is going well so far. Very excited for the upcoming season. All the players that's been coming in has done a really good job. And it feels like we're getting better every day, and I'm very excited for this season.
If I ask this on behalf of the Dynamo fans, and this is the simple question, how will it be different this year? How would you answer that?
I think just the morale of the team, and also the new guys coming in, bringing new energy, positive mindset. All the players that come here has chose to come here for a reason. They want to develop. They want to bring this team back to where it belongs. And also you see of the guys that decided to stay, me included, we're all in this because we want to change it. We just want to keep going in the same direction as we did last year. So I think just the mentality has shifted. And also you see with the club, what it's doing with updating the facilities, all that stuff. It's just everything is going in the right direction, and they're doing the right way and starting on the right thing. So I feel very positive going in, and I think that's the main difference for this season.
Houston Dynamo left back Adam Lundquist joining us. We appreciate Adam coming on. Let's talk about two of those players and two that really jump out right away at either end of the field. And one is Tim Parker, who you play close to at the back. And then, of course, Maxi Arruti, who you also play close to when you get into the attack. How about just talking about those two guys, because they certainly have an air of professionalism around them.
Yeah, exactly. Like you say, and also a lot of experience. They've been in the league for a very long time and also had success in this league. So that's a very good thing. And they're bringing this to this team and to this city. So I feel very happy to play with them and then have them on our team. And like you say, they really come in and change the mentality and set the bar very high going forward. And I think that's exactly what we needed, a little breath of fresh air and just, you know, change the mentality and everything. So yeah, I think everything is looking very good. And like I say, also they're very talented football players, both of them. So it's exciting, and I'm happy to play with them, and I'm happy not to have to play against them.
So let's talk a little bit about the system and the tactics. And, you know, I credit Todd Ramos, because he never got away from really the basis of the way he wanted to play last year, even though he might not have had the full roster that supported that. It seems like it's moved more towards that direction now. How do you think the implementation of the pressing game and the system and all the wants and desires that Tab has are coming through? I would just say that I've watched a couple of preseason games. It looks like the ball is being circulated a lot quicker and a lot faster. And I know that's one thing he always wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I think also, like you say, last year was not really an ideal situation for a new coach to come in and because of all that happened and with the pandemic. But I feel like now with more team, with the consistency of being together for a longer period and not have these long breaks, we're going to really have the opportunity to work. And I feel like just the pressing game we're taking a huge step, and also in our communication of the field. We want to be a high pressing team, a high intensity team that's going to grind teams down. And they also, like you say, moving the ball quick is a part of that. We have to be able to keep the ball sometimes, because the pressing style we want to play is very physically demanding. So doing this, we need to be able to control the ball some periods of the game. And I think we have to get better at that. We're still doing better, but we have to get even better in order to be successful. But I feel like the pressing game and the mentality of everyone in the team has improved a lot during this short preseason, the short amount of time we have so far. But I mean, like you say, it just feels like another team. We're more hungry. We run more. We work harder for each other. And that's what I think is the main reason and the ground rules you have to do to win a football game.
What about the competition? It seems like there's more competition at every position, and it doesn't sound as though anybody is safe. I mean, you've got to earn it here in preseason in front of this coaching staff.
Yeah, for sure. Like you say, the new players we brought in, it certainly has added more depth. Like we added some players that are new and very talented, and also we kept a lot of players from last year. And I feel like the quality, overall quality of the team is very high, and this is very exciting. And as you say, you have to work hard every game, every training in order to earn your spot. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's going to drive us to the places. It's going to drive us towards the places we want to be. And we want to be in the playoffs. We want to win the cup, and we want to win all the games we play. So it's just easy as that. The competition brings the best of us, and the team is stronger, and the trust is there. The team and the squad is what I would say it's better, and the quality overall it's higher this year.
Now I'm always amazed at your endurance, your energy level. I mean, box to box, this to me is physically clearly maybe the most demanding position in the world game, and so vital now to bring width to an attack. You got into the final third a lot last year. You hit some good delivery. You play a tremendous ball with your left foot. What is the plan to get more goals from Adam Lundqvist and more assists? Because I could see you scoring goals this year and getting 3-4 goals this year and adding, coming inside a little bit. What is the plan? And has there been more talk of that? You know, hey, Adam Lundqvist, we need more goals and assists.
Yeah, of course. And it's been a big personal goal for me as well. I felt like I had probably like five or I would have said I could have easily had five assists last year if I had a little better delivery in the end and also made some better decisions. And that's something I want to keep improving on. But the plan is there. Like, I'm allowed to go forward a lot, and I think that that's where I really can change the game. And I want to contribute with points and with all the chances I get, and hopefully it's going to get this year. I'm looking to be more effective with my decision-making and my deliveries. So, like you say, that's my goal as well. I want to score at least a couple of goals and get a couple of assists, because that's what I feel is what I can bring to the team. And as you said, also getting up and down the line, that's really what I do. And that's what I want to, like, give the team and in order to win games. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm super excited, and I'm in good shape. And just, you know, I really want to take this team to the next level, and me personally as well.
Adam Lundqvist joining us, Houston Dynamo left back. You know, the endurance part of the game, I mean, is that just something that somewhat comes naturally? Look, I know you're an incredible worker, a tireless worker, but, you know, there are some players that certainly have a lot more endurance than others. You know, sometimes I was shaking my head the amount of games and minutes you played last year. Just take us into that endurance side of things, and how much of that is mental, how much is physical?
I mean, like you say, it's both. I think I've always been quite good at running, and I never saw that. Like, I never thought it was hard. Like, running in preseason, I always thought it was kind of funny to push myself to the limit. So kind of having that mental edge too, that I'm not afraid to get tired. I'm not afraid to really, really push myself to the limit. And, you know, also physically, I know I've always been kind of, I consider myself pretty quick, and just being also tired. I mean, I've been working on it for my entire career. I knew that being an outside back, being able to go back and forward all the time, you need to have a good endurance. And I've been working a lot over all the off seasons, during the seasons, and always try to push myself every training. So it's something I really, you know, I want to be good at it. I want to keep better at it. But I think it's also I think it's more mental, really, to just be able to push yourself to your absolute max. And that's what I feel I have an advantage.
Now, different times last year, you had different people in front of you, and you know, it's, you got to kind of work in tandem controlling that left side of the field. You got help out of your midfield. Sometimes you'd have Ariel Lassiter there. Sometimes you'd have Darwin Quintero, who would drift inside. That's got to be a little bit challenging, you know, making sure you're on the same page with people that are playing in the same area of the field as you are.
Yeah, of course. But like you say, we spend a lot of time together on the practice field, and we get to learn each other over the year. But like you say, it's different player comes with different skill sets. So just have to adapt to each other. And I think just time, the more time we spend together on the field, it's going to get easier and easier. And I think we have a lot of strong players up front, and they all have their skill sets. So just combining the two of us, we got to make sure that we can get the best out of both. So I feel like we can do a better job than last year, and in order to do with the points and to provide points and goals and assists. But I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's a very group of, like the players you mentioned are very talented players, and I love playing with them. So I feel like the potential is there, and we can really be a strong left side and really create a lot of problems for the opposition.
Other good thing is tomorrow you got another preseason game, which you should be very happy about, because I would imagine getting to games now and playing live competition. You got the Austin Bowl tomorrow, and then Saturday you get your first MLS competition with Austin FC. I would imagine when the game started coming, it's kind of broken things up nicely.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you say, you can practice how much you want, but it's really when you play an actual game against actual opponents, it's where you really can measure yourself. And I felt like we've done a really great job so far this preseason. We just got to step it up another level. Like you said, there's the tougher opposing teams coming up, like MLS teams, and like this weekend with Austin. So we're looking forward to it. We want to continue building, but still it's just preseason. So we want to make sure that we don't do anything stupid and we keep ourselves in good shape and then be ready for when it actually matters, when the premiere comes to the BBVA Stadium.
Adam Lundquist joining us. We're going to wrap this up here in a moment, but two quick questions for you. Number one, you played in the Olympics and represented your country, Sweden. And with the recent elimination of the U.S. in Olympic qualifying, it's certainly a hot button point issue here in the United States. What did it mean to you to represent your country and play over in an Olympics? And, you know, was part of it in the back of your mind that, hey, I'm on a big platform here, I'm on a big stage, and there's the potential for, you know, clubs in Europe to see me playing here?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think also, but as you mentioned first, really like just the honor of representing your country was really what drove me and really what sticks with me like now and I looking back at it. Like, of course, it's a big platform for your club, like to see the clubs in Europe or whatever, and also all over the world because it's such a big platform. But mainly, I think, is the sense or the feeling of representing. You're one of the chosen few that get to represent your flag in such a big competition. And I'm like, for the rest of my life, it's going to feel really honored, like really honored that I was able to be there and able to represent my flag and my country. And like you said, I think that was the main thing, what I take out of it. And also the experience of being around this big, like you say, the Olympics is so huge. There's so many athletes at one place. And it was such an amazing thing to be a part of. But yeah, that's mainly what I remember it and will always remember it by.
Adam, do you still have strong desires to try to get back to the Swedish national team and play at the international level, represent your country? I mean, is that still something you think about?
Of course, like every player do that. Like that's the biggest honor you can do as a player is to represent your country. And like I said, I'm always, I mean, of course, I'm thinking about it, but the way to get there is to perform at your club level. And that's what I'm focusing on day in and day out. So whatever happens, happens. But I'm always looking to improve myself and being the best version of myself. So if that's good enough to be playing for my national team, I'll be the happiest guy in the world. But like I say, the competition is very tough. But that's always something you dream of as a player, is to represent your country.
All right, last one, and I got to drop this one in there because I know there's some international soccer fans that listen to the show. Do you like the fact that Zlatan Ibrahimovic has come back to the Swedish national team?
Yes, of course. I'm a big fan of his. I've always been, ever since I was little, you know, he has been constant in the national team. And I think also, like with the performances he's made this season, he definitely deserved a spot. You cannot always survive on old merits. But I think this year he really proved to everyone that even though he's in his older age, he seems to age like a fine wine. So I think he still has the quality left in him. And I mean, he's proving his worth playing these two games. He's been really good and very important. So yeah, I'm a very strong believer in that he should be in the team for the next coming games and also hopefully for the Euros.
Well, Adam, you're a great man today because what unbeknownst to a lot of the listeners, you've had a lot of things after practice that you've had to do. So I really appreciate you taking the time out to address our listeners, to come on, talk soccer with me. I always enjoy it with you. And good luck tomorrow. We're looking forward to watching you play in that preseason game against the Austin Bowl. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's always good with Adam Lundqvist, Dynamo left back there joining us. We'll take a break.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.